أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فآمن له لوط وقال إني مهاجر إلى ربي إنه هو العزيز الحكيم. ووهبنا له إسحاق ويعقوب وجعلنا في ذريته النبوة والكتاب وآتيناه أجره في الدنيا وإنه في الآخرة لمن الصالحين. In the ayats before this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the response of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam's community and people, the response of aggression and frustration that he should be killed, he should be burnt, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam's message to them that their worshipping of these idols is because of a love, a friendship, an affinity that they have with it. Insofar as acceptance of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was concerned, and acceptance of the message of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was concerned, no one had accepted his message, no one accepted the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some of the ulama have explained that the very first person to have accepted his message was his own nephew, Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَآمَنَ لَهُ لُوط. Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam had brought iman in Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's nubuwat, and of course the tawheed and the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ إِنِّي مُهَاجِرٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي. After Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was thrown into the fire, and that great miracle that had taken place, that the fire did not burn Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and when he had to leave, and that entire incident had taken place in Iraq, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had to leave his people, he had to leave his community, his family, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, فَقَالَ إِنِّي مُهَاجِرٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي. Certainly I am a muhajir, I am a migrator, إِلَىٰ رَبِّي, towards my Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there are some that have said that these were the words of Hazrat Lut alayhi salam, but by and large the commentators have expressed the view that these were the words of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and he makes it very clear that I am making hijrat and I am migrating towards my Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innahu huwal azizul hakim. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-aziz. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is almighty. Al-Hakim, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is all wise. Allah has the might and Allah has the power to protect me, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the wisdom and the know-how to do it, and I will be in the full protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now in lieu of this, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had left his parents. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam has left his native land, his home. And in lieu of this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam offspring, and Allah speaks about the quality and the caliber of offspring that Allah had granted him. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ. Certainly we had granted him Ishaq, that is the son of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that had come after Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. But here particular mention is made of Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam, because Allah wants to show us the very great ni'mah that Allah had granted in the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and that was after Ishaq, his son Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam was known as Israel. Allah speaks about him and knows, mentions him by Israel in the Quran also. And of course from him, Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَا فِي ذُرِّيَّتِهِ النُّبُوَّةِ وَالْكِتَابِ. And we had granted in his offspring the nubuwat, we had granted prophethood. And from the offspring of Ibrahim alayhi salam, we found that his own sons, Hazrat Ismail and Hazrat Ishaq alayhim as-salatu wasalam, were nabis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam had Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, and from there the Bani Israel, and the Anbiya and the prophets of the Bani Israel remained in the progeny of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam right up to Hazrat Isa wa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. So there was a continuity of nubuwat right up to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam in this lineage of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, and that is a very, very great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that Allah Rabbul Izzat had granted. Some have stated that because he had migrated, because he had to leave his hometown, he had to leave his family, his people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in lieu of it, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted it. And of course we know that from Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam, we have Khatamul Anbiya wal Nabiyyin, Hazrat Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Nubuwat had come, Kitab had come, Wahi had come in the progeny of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Wa ataynahu ajrahu fi dunya, and we had granted him his ajr, his reward, his thawab in this dunya also. That when he migrated, he had come to the Levant, and that is ancient Syria, the entire lands of present-day Syria, Lebanon, present-day Palestine, that includes Israel and Jordan, and that land Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had blessed, and Allah Rabbul Izzat granted this entire region and land to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah had granted him offspring, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him good health, Allah had granted him wealth, and in this world Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him. And with regards to the hereafter, Allah says, وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Certainly Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam in the hereafter is amongst the salihin, the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now together with him, Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wassalam had also traveled and migrated. Allah Rabbul Izzat sent him to the area and the region of Sodom and Gomorrah, and there Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about him, and he says, وَلُوتًا, and we sent Hazrat Lut alayhi salam, إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ, and remember the time when Lut alayhi salam said to his people, إِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةَ. Now we know that his people were involved in sodomy, so he tries to stop them, he speaks about it, and he explains to his people that certainly you people approach this illicit, you people approach this promiscuous and indecent act, مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ, and no community, no individual before you had preceded in the entire universe carrying out such a heinous crime. أَيْنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ, are you going to continue approaching men? وَتَقْطَعُونَ السَّبِيلَ. In this ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about another sin that the people of Lut alayhi salatu wassalam had committed, and that was what we will term in our days as highway robbing, that they would rob the people as they walked the streets or they travelled the roads, and they used to do this very openly and forcefully. وَتَأْتُونَ فِي نَادِيكُمُ الْمُنْكَرُ, and then you will approach your groups of people and very openly you commit sin. In other words, he rebuked them, he spoke to them about it, and he mentioned this continuously. And like the people of Ibrahim alayhi salam, frustration and aggression had grown amongst them. فَمَا كَانَ جَوَابَ قَوْمِي, then there was absolutely no reply from his people. إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا اُتِنَا بِعَذَابِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ, except that they said to Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wassalam, bring the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you are truthful. They had become absolutely audacious, and in response to that, Lut alayhi salatu wassalam made du'as. Several du'as have been related in the Qur'an Kareem. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions one very brief one. قَالَ رَبِّنْ صُرْنِي عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْمُفْسِدِينَ, he said, O my Rabb, assist me upon the community that has become corrupted. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala destroys his community, about which very briefly Allah speaks in the ayahs to come. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.